On tonight's pregame segment of Where Are They Now, my special guest is Kurt Mick. And, of course, because we have a baseball game, we have a baseball player. And he was an outstanding one at Albee High School. And I'm talking about Kurt Mick. Kurt, good to see you with me here tonight, spending a little time. You still have, in your outstanding pitching career in Albee, the one-year earned run average title, .82, I believe it is. And, you know, that's phenomenal. But that's just indicative of the great pitching you did for Albee High School. What years did you pitch for Albee?
I pitched my sophomore, junior, and senior years, which would be 2005 to 2007.
And you had quite a stellar career, particularly in your junior and senior seasons. Now, you pitched a lot of games. How many games do you think you pitched in your career for Albee?
Oh, probably close to 40.
And you were the go-to guy, particularly as a senior, I remember. You had some outstanding teams then. In fact, that was kind of a period of time where Albee really started earning its spurs again as a baseball power, and you were kind of in the forefront of that. I know when you were a junior, you came very near to going to the state tournament, and certainly as a senior. Tell us about those two times.
Junior year, we played a very tough Knoxville team. They ended up beating us and going on to state. And senior year, we lost in the district championship to Mid Prairie, and they also eventually went on to the state tournament.
Mid Prairie, of course, right now, by the way, in girls softball, is ranked number one in the state. And they have been a thorn in Albee's side, not only in the baseball realm, which you mentioned, but in the softball realm during several years during that period of time. But they had a good team then. And, of course, when you pitched as a senior trying to move the team forward for Albee into the state tournament, one of the things you did, and I remember this, you mentioned it to me off air, it was questionable whether you would even be able to pitch that game against Mid Prairie. You were clearly the ace, I believe, of the Albee squad, but also the best pitcher in the South Central at that time. You'd had a great year, and of course that's the year you set the ERA record for Albee, but you had to overcome an injury to even be eligible to pitch in that game, didn't you?
Yes, against Davis County in the game before, we were turning a double play, and I was cleated. And I ended up having 19 staples in my leg and pitched that Mid-Prairie game.
Looking back on that, and that's been in 2007, I believe.
Yep.
6 years ago. How'd that affect your pitching in that game?
Oh, I just had to wear a protective sleeve over it, and it was just stiff and sore. I didn't get as good a push off my back leg as I regularly did, so I lost a little bit on my fastball, and it just affected me in little ways.
You pitched an outstanding game then. In your repertoire back then, Kurt, what were your main pitches that you really relied on?
First off, just a fastball, placement of a fastball. Doesn't have to be overpowering. Placement's the key thing. If you can place them where they can't hit them, they'll swing at them all day. But then I backup pitch, I went to curveball a lot, and that would just keep players off balance and also change up. The change in speeds and directions of the ball would really keep them on their toes, and they couldn't plan what was coming to get a good hit on it.
And you mentioned a good point for any of our young listeners. So many young pitchers think they have to throw hard to really be effective. You threw hard, but as you mentioned, it's all about location, isn't it?
Yes. A lot of hitters are only trained to hit a certain area, usually inside, so they can get power on it. Pitching to the outside corner, they aren't used to it, and they generally just hit grounders in the infield or completely miss and strike out.
You were very far ahead for, I think, a high school pitcher, and one of the things that impressed me with your pitching back in those days is that you were a thinking man's pitcher, I thought. You were looking, and you could find, even as a junior and a senior, you were looking for holes in the swing because every batter's got a hole in their swing, and you really tried to exploit that.
Definitely. 1 through 9, every batter has a weakness, and you played conference teams 4 times our senior year, so by the end of the year, you really knew where to pitch each kid, and also umpires. Some umpires really gave you outside corners or gave you inside corners. You get to know the umpires. You know where they call. You can really feed off of that and use it to your advantage.
Well, that's a great point, too. You not only have to know the opposing hitters when you're playing them, but you have to really adjust to who's behind the plate as an umpire.
Yes. All umpires have different zones.
And, you know, you can look at the rule book and they'll say, here's your zone, this is where you're going to call a strike, but they all have their little nuances, don't they?
Definitely. Yep. It just depends on where they sit up behind the catcher, what they can see of the plate, and where you can take advantage of it.
And that's certainly true at the high school level, just as it is at the major league level. You also had a great changeup, and, of course, one of the things you can kind of speak to this. When you'd get ahead of the hitters, not only did you try to go to something off speed, but you tried to get them to chase the pitch out of the strike zone a little bit.
Definitely. Once you got ahead in the count, which is very important, you never gave a hitter a pitch that they could really get the bat on and get a hit and make them chase stuff where they either miss or just hit weak grounders to the infielders and let them take care of them.
You played what position when you weren't pitching?
Shortstop and third base.
And, of course, it was when you were playing infield in that particular game that you got spiked.
Yes, I was playing shortstop, and I came across second base to turn the double play and got off the base, but the Davis County runner came out of the baseline and got me there. So,
what's some of your fondest memories of playing for Albia High School?
Oh, there's lots of them. They're not even game related, most of them. Just spending time with the guys, practices, and prior to games. And of course, everybody always thinks of the conference championships and the district mm-hmm. championships, but it's the off the field and practice things that you really remember, just spending time with your friends and teammates.
It's the camaraderie with your buddies.
Exactly. Yes.
Now, when you graduated in 2007 at Albia, you went on and did some pitching in college.
Yeah, I went over to Central and Pell and played for a couple of years.
How's college baseball different than high school baseball, particularly, I think, in preparation and time involved?
Oh, it's much more competitive, much more time involved. You'd spend a few hours preparing for games in high school and college. You'd spend all day. You'd miss a complete day of classes, 3-4 hour bus trips. It just consumes your life.
And as I recall, it's the bus trips that are probably the least fun.
They get monotonous.
You had a 2-year career at Central, I believe.
Yep.
And I think it's very impressive because you're a great student athlete and always were a great student athlete. You really decided you wanted to put more of your time in on just getting your degree.
Yes, I decided to do a double major in accounting and business management, and baseball was just consuming too much time and I wasn't getting the grades I wanted, so I just decided to focus on my education.
Still follow baseball closely?
Some, not as much as I would like to.
You're too busy.
Yes.
And what are you doing all the time now?
Oh, I work with my dad and brother and make furniture, and then I also do a little bit of umpiring for the Little League teams.
And I'm sure they're glad to have you out there because there's always a shortage of – there's never a shortage of umpires, but sometimes there's a shortage of really qualified umpires.
Yeah, they're fun to watch. It's good to see kids as they're young and as they mature and how they improve into – the next generation of Blue Demon baseball players.
Do you ever give tips to some of the younger players?
I try to. It's hard to ump correctly and still be able to watch the pitchers mm-hmm. and give them tips without missing the calls. So I try to help them out during warm-ups a little bit, but for the most part they have their coaching that is helping them along.
And where are you working? I know, but for our listeners?
McFurniture.
I can't imagine why you'd be there, and you do a great job there. What a great family business. And I know your dad's very proud of you, all the family, for your athletic career at Albia, and just as a young person, too, as was your grandpa and grandma.
Yes.
Kurt Mick, one of the truly great pitchers in Albia High School baseball history, has a single-season record, .82, I believe it was, in ERA. Did you know that?
Not until after the season. Did not.
That's phenomenal. Give you an idea. Of course, it's a different level. Bob Gibson's major league record's 1.12. So you had quite a high school career.
Yes, it was a good time in life.
Good to have Kurt Mick with me. We'll be back right after this.